Many blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is Joshua 8, 30 to 35. Joshua chapter 8, verse 30 to 35. Then Joshua built on Mount Ebal an altar to the Lord, the God of Israel, as Moses, the servant of the Lord, had commanded the Israelites. He built it according to what is written in the book of the law of Moses, an altar of uncut stones on which no iron tool had been used. On it they offered to the Lord burnt offerings and sacrificed fellowship offerings. There in the presence of the Israelites, Joshua wrote on stones a copy of the law of Moses. All the Israelites with their elders, officials and judges were standing on both sides of the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord, facing the Levitical priests who carried it. Both the foreigners living among them and the native-born were there. Half of the people stood in front of Mount Gerizim, and half of them in front of Mount Ebal, as Moses, the servant of the Lord, had formally commanded when he gave instructions to bless the people of Israel. Afterward, Joshua read all the words of the law, the blessings and the curses, just as it is written in the book of the law. There was not a word of all that Moses had commanded that Joshua did not read to the whole assembly of Israel, including the women and children and the foreigners who lived among them. My theme for reflection is the stones still speak. The stones still speak, a call to renewed faith. There is a certain charm to making resolutions. Gym memberships spike in January, journals fill with hopeful goals, and promises echo like fresh hymns. But how long do those commitments really last? As a kid, I once resolved to live a perfect life after receiving my first Bible. That lasted about 3 days. Later, as a teenager, I resolved to become the next martial arts master until I remembered how much I liked sleeping in. The point is that no matter how sincere we are, we falter. And that is not just a personal story, it is a human one. In Joshua 8, after a series of battles and even some moral failures in Israel's camp, we encounter something profoundly beautiful. The people pause a campaign to renew their covenant with God. Joshua builds an altar, not just any altar, but one made of uncut stones untouched by tools. No decoration, no flair, just a simple, solid declaration, we belong to the Lord. This moment follows failure, correction, and hard-won victory. And rather than rush on to the next conquest, Joshua leads the people to stop, reflect, and worship. On Mount Ebal, he offers burnt offerings, signs of atonement, and peace offerings, symbols of restored fellowship. Then with the people divided between Mount Ebal and Mount Gerizim, he reads aloud the entire law of Moses, blessings and curses alike. No one is left out, not the women, the children, or even the foreigners living among them. It is a scene rich with meaning. The people rededicate themselves, yes, but the deeper message is that while we often forget, God never does. His word is steady. His promises don't shift like sand. While we may live in a world full of noise, distraction, and the never-ending charade of self-improvement, God's covenant remains, echoing over the mountains with clarity and grace. And what a contrast this is to our world's constant boost, the social media cacophony, the hustle culture, the religious shenanigans and that trade substance for spectacle. Here there is no show, just worship, just the word, just the God who renews us, not by our cleverness or dexterity, but by his mercy. The Apostle Paul, centuries later, would echo this call in Romans 12. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind. In other words, true transformation starts not with effort, but with alignment, setting our hearts and thoughts to God's truth. The Samaritan woman in John 4 learned the same lesson. True worship is not about geography or ritual, but about spirit and truth. The gospel does not call us to endless cycles of striving. It calls us to surrender, to daily renewal, to pick up our cross, not as punishment, but as purpose, not to earn God's love, but to live from it. Karl Barth once said, "The word of God is not a matter of talk, it is a matter of power. That power still speaks through stone, through scripture, through the spirit." So let us rededicate ourselves not to perfection, but to presence, not to endless striving, but to steady faith. The altar still stands, the word still speaks, and God still renews. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, where in your life are you performing more than worshiping, relying on effort instead of grace? Number two, what is one area of your thinking that needs to be renewed by God's word today? Find a quiet place and read aloud Psalm 51. As you do, ask God to show you one area where he wants to renew your mind. Write it down and commit to praying over it every day this week. Faithful God, we praise you that your covenant never fails. We falter, we forget, and yet you remain. Thank you for calling us back, not with shame, but with love. Create in us clean hearts, O God, and renew a right spirit within us. Help us not to conform to the chaos of this world, but to be transformed by your truth. Thank you for Jesus, the once for all sacrifice, and the living word who still speaks today. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.